Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here. Great to be with you, Mike, and great to be with our audience. I hope everyone out there is embracing the new year and everything that's new and wonderful about it.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about on the show today. The cheating scandal is heating up. Rob Manfred is on the scene. Commissioner of Baseball is getting involved. And
the geniuses that patrol and run professional sports in America here are as lame and stupid as you can imagine. We've got the stories to prove it.
We've got them all here for you today. How's your week going there, Fred Dreyer? How you been?
I've been busy, been preoccupied with stuff, taking care of some things at home and abroad, as it were.
Yeah.
So I'm moving along. I would be remiss if I didn't say that, no matter what where you are in life, you have to maintain and do vigilant deeds in order to stay ahead of the fray.
Always got to stay ahead of the game, right?
Got to stay ahead. You have to stay ahead.
Now, this week on the show, we're going to get to some emails. A lot of people talking about emails. It was kind of a sad week for us, too. We should mention the passing of our friend, the legendary Robert Conrad here from our staff. There's an icon who... he will be missed by fans and family and all of us here, co-workers. What a great guy. So that was kind of a sad week for us today. So we're sort of digging out of that and trying to move along life's way. You got to be ahead and ready for these blips in the road.
You certainly do. And that was rather surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he had been ill, but he seemed to be bouncing back all the time. He's amazing, Robert Conrad. It would bounce back from whatever would be there. So your thoughts and whatever, if you want to express them, you can always email us here at crninfo@crntalk.com. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can follow him on Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. But we will get to some emails from you today, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog died? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got 4 free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile,
I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Ready to own your first real home? The road to unrenting can get a bit rocky. It takes a reliable partner to right wrong turns. That's the role of a realtor. An expert voice of reason helping you navigate the rigmarole of real estate. A trusted ally who knows and represents your rights. So you get all the right guidance on your journey home. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
What if you could change one thing about a room and it changed everything? A completely new room by changing just one thing, the floor. Now, during Lumber Liquidators Flooring huge winter sale, you can find hundreds of quality floors on sale, like solid hardwood and waterproof, at our absolute lowest prices of the season. And with special financing, you can make that change sooner than you think. These are the floors homes are built on. Lumber Liquidators Flooring. Winter season is January 1st, 2020 through March 31st, 2020.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn. And the star of the show, the Hollywood icon, the all-pro defensive end, football NFL superstar, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, while sporting events come and go, we are now in total receipt, officially, of the new XFL.
Oh!
And there's some interesting things about this. There's a couple of things that I clocked. Everybody noticed it. But there's a couple of things in the new kickoff of the season this last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Was two things. There was to shorten the game, Rob Manfred, is to have a running clock like in college. You know, in pro football, they stop the clock every time they can,
right,
to milk it for some reason. Commercials, no doubt.
Sure.
But they have a running clock that speeds the game up. That means the plays come in faster, they gets out of the huddle faster,
right,
gets the ball down the field faster.
Right.
So there's one aspect that I really like about that. I'd like to look at that, see what the effects are of what a running clock does to the game. The other thing is the extra points. You can go after 1 point, 2 point, or 3 points, and you can there'll be no kicking, and you can put the ball down, go after 3 points, run it, pass it for two, run it, pass it for one. So it's kind of interesting.
So you watched the first I missed the first weekend, but you said you watched it. My neighbor called and told me there were a couple of guys named Horn on there. One of them, a blonde guy, had a mustache, on. And there was another guy who was, African-American, and he played there, too. And two of my brethren playing in the football.
Well, the African-American was from your family.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're my kids. I got them out there playing football. And a lot of horns in the XFL, so I'm kind of excited about that. So you liked some of these new rules?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like the uniforms. People were saying, the uniforms are really sharp. No, they're not. They're not sharp.
Why do you say that?
Because they're not. I mean, it's like when something's ugly, it's ugly. Well, why is it ugly? Because it's ugly.
Too much color?
It's self-evident that it's ugly.
Let me guess. I didn't see, but more like...
No, they're ugly. Know, yeah, you got to see it. Then you'll say, like, oh, yeah, boy, now I know what he was talking about. That thing is ugly.
Okay. All right. We'll take a look. Both teams that you saw both had ugly uniforms.
All four teams that were on TV during the week.
So that's new out there. Now, Colin Kaepernick was supposed to possibly sign up, but apparently the XFL, they relaunched. They started last weekend. They kicked off the season. Four nationally televised games across 2 days, and Colin Kaepernick was hoping he'd be part of it, but apparently Colin was asking for too much money. Here's the deal. The commissioner for the XFL, this guy named Oliver Luck.
Yeah.
He said, we gave it some thought, talking about signing Kaepernick. We gave it some thought. We have some pretty significant salary restrictions, you know. We're a startup league, so we want to make sure that we can be physically responsible and physically prudent. And the salary requirements that some folks shared with us were, in our case, exorbitant, so we couldn't go down that path. So apparently Colin asked for too much money.
Well, what do you think the amount of money was?
It doesn't say here in the story that we have, but I'm guessing if you pay one guy a lot of money, then the other players are going to say, well, I'm a good player. I want more money. So they talked to Colin Kaepernick over a year ago, and they said, I don't know what kind of shape Colin is in. That's what Oliver Luck said. He said, and, you know, we haven't followed that because, obviously, again, we want the best players who are interested in playing in our league. That's pretty much a requisite for a job.
You don't want that guy in your league.
Well, they have a couple of rules there in the league, and one of them is no kneeling during the national anthem. That was the thing that Colin Kaepernick was blackballed on from the NFL. And the players, they said, Oliver Luck said, players will stand and respect the flag, and he added that there'll be consequences for players who don't.
Blackballed. What does that mean, you think?
I don't know. They think, Colin thought that he was.
Who uses the term blackball?
That's the story says this, right?
Yeah, I know, but that's a misnomer. It's as if we're doing something wrong to him.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, that's because it's fake news.
He's being rewarded for his behavior.
We've talked about this before. If the owner of the team expects you to respect the team, the flag, the America, you know, and the fans or whatever, then that's part of your job when you
How can somebody, you know, hide behind the term Colin Kaepernick's being blackballed away from earning a living when he has, these socks on that are for cops or pig killers, you know, pigs or these cop
killers.
Was he
wearing those socks during the
initial kneel down? He was wearing them.
Got it.
So, you know, let's. You know, I mean,
he kind of caused his own problem.
See, I don't care if they hire him or not. I've talked about this.
Yeah,
I don't care if they hire him or not. If people come to an understanding with this guy and they come to a mutual agreement, that's fine. But he's got to live up to the standards of the league. If you don't have standards, you have no league. What I'm watching to see is what is the behavior. What's going to happen here with the behavior of players, coaches, and owners, and everything else. You know, they're all subject to behavioral ramifications if they get out of line. And so you got a guy like Kaepernick who's claiming that white cops are killing black people because they're black, which is not true.
Well, and he did believe that, and he was kneeling because of it.
Yeah, well, I can believe there's flying saucers, but I'm not going to put a lot of people through it. You know,
well,
like he did.
Here's a problem with when you work for somebody. This isn't any job. You look at the Yasiel Puig. He played for the Dodgers and went to the Reds, then went to the Indians. Yeah, I don't think he's been signed yet. And it's like the word is out that he might.
He's a jerk.
His batting average has fallen off and whatever, and he could be a little bit of a jerk. Now, they're saying that he's gotten better when he played for the Indians and all that stuff, but now nobody cares because
they don't want to pay
that big money. Why would you pay all that big money for someone who's a free agent and bring a bunch of problems to your team? A lot of clubs are not wanting to do that.
There it is, isn't it?
There it is.
You mean to tell me that I can't demand from my people that I pay good money to? I can't demand that they... that they behave themselves, and then when I do, there's something wrong with me.
Exactly. I think
this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, if you're throwing money around like this league does, everybody says, well, it's a racist frame of mind not to have Colin Kaepernick. No, it's not. By the way, it's not. It was a racist frame of mind what he did.
Yeah.
So let's get it right.
So that's the latest from the XFL and the possibility that Colin Kaepernick was going to sign. Apparently not going to be the case. That is apparently what it's not going to be. So we'll talk about that. Your thoughts on that. We might have some emails on that. We'll be hitting that again a little bit later in the show here. And we do want to talk a little baseball because some players are starting to talk about the Astros cheating scandal. The owner, Mr. Crane of the Houston Astros, wants to talk to his team before that gets going.
Oh, good.
Yeah?
I'd like to talk to Mr. Crane, too, while we're at it.
Yeah. You know. So we see what's going on with that, too. So don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, and Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We come to you every week at this time. Thanks for joining us in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing Vector Vest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Here with you every week at this time in our Sports Lounge, SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRN, Digital Talk Radio, all these great networks here carrying the show, radio stations around the country. And my new favorite Los Angeles Angel is pitcher Andrew Heaney, who is, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, said don't talk about this sign stealing and this Houston Astros deal. And Andrew Heaney just sounded off against the Astros. I want to go. The Astros are opening their season on the road in Anaheim, California against the Angels. And I think, Fred, you and I should go and bring our trash cans with us so we can bang on a bunch of stuff in the stands.
Well, you're going to have a lot of people who show up there to do one thing, and that is to let this lousy owner hear it.
Yeah, Jim Crane.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him hear the noise. So here's what happens. The pitcher here on the Angels, Andrew Heaney, sounds off about the Astros for illegally stealing signs back in 2016 and 2017, and he says, quoting him now, "Somebody in that locker room had to say, this is bleeped up. We shouldn't be doing this." He was in the Orange County Register, quoted here, and he went on to say, "For nobody to stand up and nobody to say, we're cheating other players, that sucks. That's a bleeping feeling for everybody. I hope they feel like bleep." And Major League Baseball, apparently Rob Manfred only suspended A.J. Hinch of the manager, and then the general manager, Jeff Luhnow, Alex Cora, the manager of Boston, because he was part of this deal with the Astros and did it in Boston. And the report also named Carlos Beltran, who was signed as the Mets manager, and then resigned and decided he wouldn't manage. And he hasn't even been expelled or fined or anything. He played for the Astros in 2017. He wasn't punished at all. None of the players were punished, Fred. None.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. The sports journalists, again, remember, these are the same group of jerks that do not ask for the names of the active players who took part in this.
Right.
There's nobody here saying, Mr. Cheney, whatever your name is, Crane.
Mr. Crane, Mr. Yeah, Jim Crane, correct.
Tell us who was involved in this. Well, we don't want to talk about that. We don't? No. Didn't you get warned last year to stop doing this? Didn't you, Mr. Crane? Didn't you? So who's involved in all this? And everybody, the owners, are doing exactly, again, like I said, what they've done in the steroid era, and that is they turned the players, the people using the drugs, over to the press to satiate their skill to write journalistic stories for their newspaper at this time, and not talk about ownership's participation in it, i.e. the cover-up.
That's it.
And so you've got a ton of people. You mean to tell me that this went on and Manfred never got on the phone one day on the weekend at the golf course?
Called Jim Crane.
And talked to three or four other owners about
this? Yes, exactly.
Are you kidding? No, he's hired by the owners to do this.
Here's the former Houston players, Dallas Kuchel, Charlie Morton, Martin Gonzalez. They've all apologized, according to Andrew Heaney, and he said the response has been inadequate. He said they sure as bleep needed to do more than what they already did. That was terrible. I understand they are going to get their bleep in order, and they're going to have their thing to say, and they are going to hide behind the commissioner's report and whatever, but I don't think that's good enough. Now, this Max Stassi, who's a teammate of Andrew Heaney's on the Angels, he appeared in 14 games for the Astros in 2017. He addressed the matter. He said, quoting him, as a younger guy, I was called up in August 2017. I saw what was going on. I apologized to all those around the game, the people who were affected by it, the fans, the coaches. And so he says, especially the kids who look up to us, we're supposed to set an example and do the right thing, and we didn't do that. And you think more of that would come from the players, but instead the scapegoat is A.J. Hinch, the manager, the general manager Jeff Lunau, Alex Cora. They're all involved in it. They all knew what was going on. What about the players? And then Fred will have more to say in a bit here about the owners here too, because he's talking about this. So this is the deal. This is the words coming out. And there's one guy, a Houston Astros, one guy that played against the Astros in 2017, a pitcher by the name of Mike Bolsinger. You heard of the Bolsinger? He was a Dodger for a while.
Yeah.
He played for the Toronto Blue Jays. He said his career was cut short because he played in a game in August of 2017, and he gave up four runs against the Astros and then was sent down and never came back up again to the major leagues.
Well, he was the journeyman, but that's beside the point.
Well, yeah, but he's seeking damages here. He's got a lawsuit. First consequential and general damages he suffered because the result of the Astros interfering with and harming his career. The second form of damages, restitution in the form of the Astros returning their postseason bonuses from winning the 2017 World Series. The bonuses are about $31 million, and Bolsinger wants the money to go to charitable causes focused on bettering the lives of children in Los Angeles and funding elderly and retired professional baseball players in need of financial assistance. I kind of agree with this guy.
Well, soon this lawsuit is going to pop the top off of this story, and you're going to find out who's lying and who's manipulating the truth. And believe me, Manfred is right in there with ownership and the go-along to get-along country club of professional baseball writers.
Exactly. Bolsinger gave up four runs against the Astros. He started at the University of Arkansas, signed by the Diamondbacks in 2010, played for the Dodgers, traded to the Blue Jays, became a relief pitcher. He was in a game against the Blue Jays against the Astros and gave up several runs of pitchers before him, and then he gave up four runs, immediately was sent down and to the minors and never came back. Blue Jays lost that game 16-7 because guys were banging on the trash can, letting them know when the curveball was coming.
Yeah, it's a wonderment that that this is continuing to be pretended to be a non-story when that's the biggest story in sports.
You're right. By the way, Bolsinger went on to play in Japan, and he was considered one of the top pitchers in 2018 in Japan.
Well, there you go.
All right, we'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer on CRN Sports.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back in the Sports Lounge. Don't forget we do a version of this show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, and you can watch it on Facebook Live, Roku, CRNTalk.com. So mark your calendars down and check it out there. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge. So Rob Manfred's at it again. You know, we told you he thinks the pace of the baseball game is too slow. So the commissioner of baseball, Mr. Manfred, had a bunch of initiatives. How many times the manager can go to the mound, everything. Anyway, the average games last season took 3 hours and 10 minutes to complete on average. It's a new league record for the longest game length after here's what he wants to do.
Never anything called all last year about too many visits to the mound.
Yeah, move that mic up a little bit. And by the way, here's the thing. He wants to change the playoffs now and expand the playoff pool to include 14 of the league's 30 games. He'd have a division winner, and each division winner would sit out, and then the next teams would get to pick from the lower place wild card teams. And they'd have three-game playoffs, and they could pick, and they just...
Well, this guy...
He's something else, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's really bad.
This is the latest
he's
here.
He's bad.
And this, they say it's bad because the teams wouldn't want to field the best roster possible. Why spend money on an extra free agent when 84 wins would be enough to get you into the October playoffs? Huh? Has Rob thought this through at all?
Is that a question?
That's a question to you, Mr. Dreyer.
You know, I find it confounding to try and figure out what's going on in Rob's brain.
Yes. That's
right. It's just too much.
Yeah, he's... It's just it's really something because they would have with this thing, I guess, the seven teams from each league would make the postseason. The top-seeded team in each league earns a first-round bye and into the league division series. And meanwhile, the two other division winners and the top wild-card teams from each league would host the bottom three wild-card teams for a best-of-three series, each game played at a higher-seeded club's ballpark. And then the division winner with the second-best record in its league gets to choose the opponent from the wild card round and from those bottom three teams.
Cut the commercials, Rob.
That's it. All right, we got to remind you that if you want to follow Fred, follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And we get all these so many great emails, and there's so much to talk about. You want to ask Fred a question, whatever, about Hunter, about sports, whatever it might be, you send him an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get four lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control. Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. But there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
We are back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only legendary all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, you know something? You know, we have all of our stuff that our producer, yeah, Courtney Cadera, gets for us. I'm fascinated by this Astros owner, Jim Crane.
You are.
And I'm fascinated by the cheating, banging the trash can lid, whatever the heck that they were doing. I'm amazed by the owner of this team being told by the commissioner Manfred to stop cheating.
Okay, so you back up a little bit. The Jim Crane is the owner of the Astros.
Yes,
and he was told. As along with the other the
year before,
the year before, along with other team owners, that there's going to be no cheating. This kind of electronic using.
He said, "Knock it off!
Knock this off!" So obviously, the commissioner knew about this, and Jim Crane must have known about it if he's been warned.
Well,
about it.
His
team is.
You've got 30 owners who hire the commissioner. The commissioner then tells the owners, hey, you guys got to stop cheating. This is completely you can't do this. Stop it. And they went, okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. Let's stop that. Yeah, send the word. Stop it. Well, they stepped on the gas. They got more inventive.
Yep.
They got more elaborate.
Yep.
And the next year, the 2017, 2018, they just started stepping on the gas, and they flipped it off to the commissioner. The arrogance that's involved, that element right there tells me the only way to solve this is to tell Jim Crane, you're selling the team. And if I'm the commissioner and that owner, who is one of 30 that hires me to represent them in the world marketplace and be the face of the franchise, you're insulting me. This is an outrage. I won't tolerate this. You hired me, and the only way that you're going to get me to shut up is to fire me. And I'm willing to be fired, because as soon as I'm fired, I'm writing a book about you 30 jerks. And so here's what we got to do. We got to get the other 29 guys together, 30 guys together, and vote Jim out as an owner. That's the only way to salve this. Otherwise, we're all...
They did it to Donald Sterling in basketball,
sure did.
The owner of the Clippers.
For much less.
For much less than this. And here's this guy. He gets the benefit of winning the World Series in 2016. And he's back in there and beats the Yankees and does all the stuff he does the next year. And the And then the players are supposedly putting this thing together. Carlos Beltran, remember he was hired to manage the Mets, and then he resigned without even managing one game this year because apparently he was the mastermind to take it to the next level. Carlos Beltran, being a senior member in Major League Baseball, he used his seniority in the Houston clubhouse to push an improved sign stealing system. Not only did they back it off, they improved it along with Alex Cora, and the manager says, I don't know too much about it. And the general manager says, I don't know anything about it. Both of those guys get suspended for a year. None of the players have gotten suspended. The owner's getting away with murder. He's getting the benefit of the whole team. I think you're right. I think you want to start at the top. You don't want to touch the players. Make Jim Crane sell the whole team.
Yeah, it's a kabuki theater. You ever see that? You know, where in the storytelling, the one side, the one faction, the parents of the young damsel who's been outraged.
Right.
They make an accusation, and it's such an accurate accusation that the people who are guilty are feigning such outrage.
Yes.
That's what Jim Crane is doing. Yeah. He's feigning. We got to get to the bottom of this. And he runs outside and looks around, grabs his coat, and says, we got to get in the car and go down and fire somebody. You know, well, Jim, here's what you do. You sell the team, and we'll start there, and then we'll get all of the press in one room, and we're going to peel this back to find out how and who and why this started. And that's what we're going to do to fix it, Jim.
Jim, apparently this week, he wanted to address the players to figure out how they were going to apologize, to ask for forgiveness, and then have a day of
There's another layer of massive insult.
Yes.
To injury. And everybody, every single person in sports journalism is going along with this. This is the reason it's such a fascinating story, and it gets better. And as the baseball season unfolds, ladies and gentlemen, this story's going to take on a different glint.
Stay with us here at the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer coming to you from CRN Sports.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter. You saw him in Land's End. You saw him everywhere. Anyway, I don't know if you have watched him play football, but he was incredible there. All-pro defensive end for the Rams, signed by the New York Giants, was briefly there with the New England Patriots. Didn't play for them. Came right to the Rams after that. So here's the deal. Speaking of the Patriots, Tom Brady, one of his former teammates, a guy that played caught 13 touchdowns, I think, with the Patriots during he played for about 4 years, four seasons. His name is Christian Farina. He's now a retired Patriots tight end, and he's on the radio and TV squad. And he thinks that Tom Brady is done. He thinks he's not going to be signed by the Patriots.
Well, he would probably know there. I mean, yeah. Belichick want to work with him? Is his skills eroded? Is he like Philip Rivers for the Chargers? If you gave him a couple of extra linemen and some receivers and a running back, do you think he could bring you back into the playoffs? I mean, he won them 12 games last year.
Well, Christian Farina thinks not. He says, quoting him, "I believe the Patriots are 100% done.
Yeah,
I think the Patriots are okay and ready to move on," is what he says. And he says, "I think the Patriots knew they weren't signing him before the season started. I don't think they want him for $13 million. I don't think they want him, period. And I think that Brady knows it." He says, "Why do you like a tweet from the L.A. Chargers?" So maybe he is going to the Chargers. Who knows?
Well, there are Raiders, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. You know, that stadium. I was in Las Vegas, and that stadium is just gigantic as you drive into town.
It's right there on the freeway.
Oh, man, it's right there as you go into town. It's there. I'm telling you. Let's get into some emails here for you, if we can, a little bit. A lot of people asking you, here's this big trade, this Dodger trade. Pamela says, very interesting wheeling and dealing. She says, Twins finally acquired Kenta Maeda with Mr. Gratterall going to the Dodgers. Do you think who made the best deal? Did the Red Sox give up too much? Mookie Betts, David Price coming to the Dodgers. The Dodgers get the pitcher from Minnesota. Maeda gone. What do you think? They gave up Alex Verdugo and a couple of good minor league prospects to the Dodgers, gave those up to the Red Sox.
Well, look, if you're going to get the players you want, you got to give up the players they want. And you want everybody to come out of it, you know, on the upside. So I think it's a great deal for everybody.
Okay, I think you could be right. Stevie says, what do you think about the XFL? You watch those games in the opening weekend. What do you think?
Well, again, I'm interested to see how the game evolves when you have a running clock. That is, the clock just continues to run. When you have a first down, it continues to run. If it goes out of bounds, it stops for a minute, but it just starts up again when they place the ball in back on the field. So if you get a running clock, you'll see how you can really force teams to run their offense and to hurry up, something that you can't do in baseball. And then there's the extra points. You know, you can go after a one extra point, you know, two or three extra points. And there's no kicking of extra points. It's just running and throwing. And that should be an interesting way to separate teams, to prevent prevent ties and to get people to go for 3 points. I think they place the ball on a 20-yard line or 25-yard line for a three-pointer.
I'm watching this weekend. Yeah. Bill says, I was playing JC football. I remember meeting you in the weight room one day at Golden West College. You were living in this in your VW van in Seal Beach at the time. You're a great guy. Were you living in a VW van?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Apparently you're right there, Bill. Thanks for taking us down.
No, I think that might have been El Camino College.
El Camino, not Golden West.
Well, I don't remember going to Golden West College to lift weights. JC football was really El Camino College for me, and I don't know if it was in San Diego, or it was in Los Angeles. If it was in L.A., it was probably El Camino College.
Arizona says, Mr. Dreyer, a short message to let you know how much I enjoy your Facebook page and your time that you played in the NFL. Thank you also for Hunter. Have a great one.
Thank you so much, Arizona. I sure appreciate your being a fan and a follower of the show and of my career.
Now, speaking of Hunter, Julianne says, Dear Fred, I'm a huge fan of yours. When you played Sergeant Rick Hunter, it was the greatest show. I'm friends with Stephanie on Facebook, and you both are my favorites. My dad and I always watched every episode and movies. You both made TV enjoyable. Unfortunately, my dad passed away 5 years ago, mm-hmm. but was a huge fan as well. I hope someday I can meet you. Thank you again. I will continue to watch the reruns because it makes me feel close to my dad. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and God bless your father, and Julianne. I sure appreciate you taking the time to write me.
Della says, hello from Canada. Just found the entire series of Hunter on Amazon Prime.
There you go.
When it first came out, I never missed it. Such a great show. Works for me.
That's right. Never forget it. Works for me.
Amazon Prime. I'm an Amazon Prime member. I'm going to start watching it from the beginning. Just go right straight through the episodes.
Yeah, 157 episodes.
Not 100, a Hunter. And 57 episodes, I believe,
yeah,
is there.
That's right.
If you want to email Fred, don't forget to get it out to him here. Go to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D, there's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, there's your dryer, at CRN, Charlie Robert Nancy, CRN Talk, T-A-L-K.com, and he reads them here and has a good time talking to you. All right, so we'll take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge, which every week at this time, thanks for taking some time out of your day. I know you have a lot of choices for talk shows. Thanks for spending it with us here on CRN Sports and the Sports Lounge.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So, Fred, Antonio Brown, the football legend, is directing another apology. This time it's at Ben Roethlisberger.
Really?
Yeah, his apology tour continued this week. He had an Instagram post directed at Ben Roethlisberger. Antonio was the Steelers' former wide receiver. He posted a photo of Ben smiling and slapping the back of Antonio's helmet when they played together, along with a caption that praised Roethlisberger and said, "Mostly you, a little bit of me," Brown wrote. "I never realized how good I had it. Got caught up in my emotion with everyone coming after me. I really apologize for my actions. Sincerely, man. It's never been another connection like what we've done in the past decade. I appreciate you sincerely, A.B."
Yeah, right. Guess what? It's too late. No one cares.
No one cares
Nobody
anymore.
Cares.
You know?
Ask the Raiders if they care. Ask Ben if he cares. Ask the Steelers. Yeah. Ask anybody that that doesn't have to bleed all over the carpet like this guy's been doing the last year. This guy's been doing this. Insulting people. threatening people. And now he's now saying, you know, I really didn't know what I had. Too bad.
ESPN's Josina Anderson was talking to him. He said, I think I owe the whole NFL an apology and my past behavior. It's what Antonio Brown says. I think I could have done a lot of things better.
Yeah, he could have gone in for basketball.
He could have, a little too late, right? And by the way, he also had that tirade at the Hollywood police when they responded to domestic disturbances at his house in January. Remember that?
He did. All he could do was yell at the cops in front of his son.
That's it. Yeah. Anyway, that's our show for this week. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, Fred_Dreyer, or facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, from the show. Anything this week we should know of XFL action?
Well, look, XFL is here. I don't know what it means. Let's see what happens. And as usual, thank you all for tuning in.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.